Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting second. The third baseman, Rick Renick. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brant Alia. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Veda Pinson. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball four. Nettles moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Foster moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leon for the out. One out. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott bunts towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Thompson moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to third. Cott moves to second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 1 in the game. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to home to get Thompson. Cott moves to third. Quilici moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alia hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Indians, 1. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick juggles the ball. That's an error on Renick. Fossey moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field. Olivas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fossey moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 0 in the game. Cott strikes out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Quilici hits a pop-up towards short. Heidman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 2 in the game. Renick takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foster moves to third. Fossey moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foster tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar pinch hits for Jim Cott. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Quilici hits a pop-up towards short. Heidman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Renick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Renick reaches second base with a double. Tovar goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alia hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Tom Hall now pitching. Jim Holt now playing right field. Rich Reese now playing first base. Harmon Killebrew. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heidman strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pinson. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Reese moves to third. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar is walked intentionally. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws home. Fossey drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Fossey. Thompson scores. Tovar moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown pinch hits for Greg Nettles. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fossey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing third base. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Higgins covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-4 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bradford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.